This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, for reasons that no one can explain, residents of two English towns are dealing with a serial cat shaver. And if you thought I said cat shaver, it's because I did. An alarming number of owners are reporting that their pets are returning home with parts of them shaved. Odder still, this has been going on for 7 years. Now, you might look at your pet and call it your buddy or your family member, but in most states, including Washington included, your pet is your personal property. So someone shaving your cat, and again, this is not a euphemism, your actual pet, someone shaving your cat, ridiculous as it is, it's an act of vandalism. Now, that said, your car is also your personal property, and when someone vandalizes that, you are going to be pissed. Now, if you were listening to this award-winning program last Thursday, you might remember the shot of the day involving a young woman in Florida who was mad at her ex-boyfriend. Well, in an act of revenge, she spray-painted his car with yellow spray paint. It should be noted that she targeted the wrong car, but that's neither here nor there. The point is, if someone woke up to a ruined car, that person would be angry. Now, my question is, would you rather have someone shave your cat or spray paint your car? I mean, look, man, they're both your personal property. Both you're going to take personally. Hopefully your cat's fur grows back, but the car costs money. That's how I break it down. But the reason I ask that is because today is the Random Would You Rather Wednesday here on The Men's Room, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration. And it's simple. You give us a call, we will put you in a hypothetical situation. Would you rather this? Would you rather that? And remember, there are no wrong answers. However, after your answer, there's a good chance we're going to tell you why you're not right.
Be a part of the big show, the Random Would You Rather question. Call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom@KISW.com.
The botchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Over to us, away we go. Welcome to season 20, episode number 4,274. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Who sucks less is on the way at 4:30. Steve, I don't know how you do it. You find people in the news doing messed up stuff.
Yeah, this week is, look, 2 weeks ago, people were mad at me. And again, don't get mad at me. I'm telling you what other people did. But I listened, so we dialed it down a little bit. And I would say this week, a little bit more of a dial down.
Yeah, that was
two
good.
Two of them, look, they won't even make you mad. They're just stupid. And you go, you should know better. And then the other one, we brought this up briefly, I believe, earlier this week. It has to do with Hewlett-Packard.
should you call them with any trouble.
Oh, okay.
That's a small change they've made to their customer service.
Bad business practices. Yeah,
especially for people like myself.
It is up to you to determine out of the three stories which one sucks the least, who sucks less, is coming up at 4:30. Good news, by the way, concerning the Miles Montgomery Golf Classic, which is Monday, June 9th. At beautiful Jefferson Park Golf Course, foursomes have been selling. We found out today, man. People are fired up for this. It's going to be a great day. It is a shotgun start at 8 o'clock. The tournament is a scramble format tournament. We'll have breakfast.
If you're like me, you have no idea what any of this means.
Okay.
So shotgun start.
A shotgun start means everyone starts at the same time at 8 a.m. Right after
different
breakfast.
Different holes?
Everyone's on a different hole.
Okay. All right. Gotcha.
You have two foursomes per hole.
All right.
So you have an A group and a B group. A group goes first.
Okay.
A lot of these holes have a lot of different things, we will say.
Picture like miniature golf, but more disgusting and vile.
Except for on a regular regulation golf course.
Correct.
Yes, exactly. But there'll be some crazy challenge holes. We've got a lot of different stuff going on. But the idea behind a scramble is that out of the four players on one team, they all drive on a hole. They all take a shot. And you take the best ball. Or the ball that you want to take out of the four teammates. And then everybody hits their ball from that point.
Okay, all right.
And then you rinse and repeat. You get up to the green, you do the same exact thing.
It's my kind of golf.
Yeah, exactly. So it moves along pretty quickly. There'll be a lot of drinks out there flowing. The Men's Room IPA will definitely be there, along with the 20th anniversary lager. But it's a great time, and if you would like, our friends at the Fisher House are going to be there.
Which is excellent.
We're going to have a challenge hole with them as far as your ability to donate directly to the Fisher House. You could hit a golf ball to the Fisher House location.
Yeah, pretty much.
By Jefferson Park. But to sign up now, if you want to get in on the fun, we have all kinds of prizes. You'll get a goodie bag. The grand prize is not only will you go see Shinedown here in Seattle, we're going to fly you and the winning group to Salt Lake City to check out the show over the weekend.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of cool prizes, a lot of tickets to Halloween Hullabaloo, which we haven't even announced yet.
But it's happening.
You'll be VIP for that. You know, depending on, we have Creed tickets. I'm sure, hey, look, man, you say what you want about Creed. I'm sure that they put on one hell of a show.
They sold like 10 million albums. So I know, quote unquote, everyone hates them. I'm like, well, a whole lot of people are buying their album, whether you like them or not, it seems.
Yeah.
And look, I never had a problem with Creed. It was Scott Stapp. He just seems so douchey, right?
Well, you listen to Ultra Bridge. You know,
they were good.
That's just Creed without Scott Stapp, right? And they're great musicians. I'd go see Creed in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I would now,
for sure.
I mean, there was a time there, like anything else, where people have their ups and downs in their life and their career and all that stuff. Nickelback got bashed for a while. Mm-hmm. Every time we play Nickelback on this station now, I have the song stuck in my head
for hours, man.
For at least an hour afterwards. So, you know, you say what you want, but you know a catchy tune when you hear one. So I have some Creed tickets for you. Our last place gets one small T-shirt. So even if you suck, you'll walk away with something, including that goodie bag and all the details. And you can sign up at KISW.com. I know a bunch of friends have already signed up that I know of. I know the fine folks at Albert Lee Appliances.
Mm-hmm.
Over in Ballard, they have a foursome ready to go.
All right.
And it's all sponsored by Pinky's Plumbing. I know they'll have stuff out there. Hopefully, we'll get the sausage, the salsa, and everything else. It's just going to be a day to drink, hang out, have a good time, and have some fun on the golf course. Steve, I know you are involved in the heckle hole, which basically means with a microphone, every single person that gets up on a tee box, you're going to individually roast them as they get ready to hit a shot.
You got to play to your strengths, man.
Even with their
swing. And golf itself, not my strength, but calling your ass out and making fun of you.
Yeah.
Unsolicited. Yeah.
So this is the first ever KISW Miles Montgomery Golf Classic. We hope to continue this for years to come. But sign up now. Be a part of the first very one. It's going to be a great time. So it's Monday on June the 9th at Jefferson Park Golf Course. Okay, today is the day we do our random would you rather question. Would you like me to give you a random would you rather question?
Yeah, man. Let's fire up the brain. See how I'm feeling today.
Okay. We do have a number of would you rather that involve animals, as they have appeared in the news. But we'll go just with a standard one. Would you rather give a gorilla an old fashioned or have him give you one?
Is this allowed?
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to give him one.
You're going to give him one. You're going to hook him up.
Yeah, because here's my thought. Gorillas are so much stronger than people, right? So you're used to your own push and pull, so to speak.
Yeah.
And I just think with the gorilla, he will apologize.
Now you have
but
to.
But when he's removed my genitalia from my body, right. Not because he's angry. I just think that is the end result of a gorilla.
The only asterisk to this is you have to maintain eye contact the entire time. Which either one you pick, it's eye contact the entire time with the gorilla.
I'm hooking up the gorilla.
That's really dangerous with a gorilla, by the way. Don't do that.
Eye contact.
Don't look him in the eye.
I think in that moment, they make a pass.
I think they know.
Right? There's a lot of things that ordinarily would offend me, right? But if I'm in the throes of passion, say what you want, man.
Yeah, I think I'm with you, care. Steve.
It's also very well known that gorillas are not the, as far as their size go, proportionally speaking, they are not the...
They're not well endowed.
They're not well endowed.
No.
They're really not.
For that size of an animal.
Actually, believe it or not, I want to say...
But their hands are huge.
But human beings have a larger penis than a gorilla.
Right.
Think about that.
Right.
Right? You think about the sheer size of us, like... He's looking at me like I'm jealous. Like you should be.
I don't need him to know that. I don't need him to get jealous and angry at me.
So okay. You think he'd expose himself.
He's the man. I'll just take care of him.
I will say this. Okay. When I was in college, I dated a girl on and off. Basically, she had a boyfriend back home.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I dated her. She played volleyball. All right. And I met her in the weight room. There's an athletic facility weight room that you can use if you're playing. She played volleyball. So I kind of met her there. She was one of those people, man, who was always in the weight room. Now, one thing about her was that other than the fact that, you know, I won't get into too much detail on this, but she lifted a ton. And she had calluses on her hands. Her hands... Or like you're dating, you know, someone who, I don't know, is a cement worker.
Right.
Or is a bricklayer. I mean, it was rough. Her hands were rough.
We got any Jergens here or something like that?
So I think I'm going to take care of the gorilla based on the fact that I don't know how soft her hands are.
I think a gorilla would have reasonably soft hands, man.
I don't believe so. Those big black paws, those
they got big hands, but they're eating berries and stuff. Like, look, yeah, other than the fact that they can rip your arms off of your body, they strike me as like, look.
They're not moisturizing.
If you don't look me in the eye, I'd be like a chimp. Rough hands, right? They're always fighting, breaking stuff. They actually use tools.
Yeah.
Gorilla's like, bro, I'm picking berries and sitting on my ass. I literally don't do it. I don't even know why I exist.
Ah, lordy.
I think gorillas are like, why are we here?
Mm-hmm.
Right. We don't really do anything, man. I mean, we're eating berries. I got a tiny penis. Us and panda bears. Like, why are we on this planet?
Not to mention, I wouldn't be able to focus if the gorilla was hugging me up.
Yeah, you're saying you could focus if you're hooking him up.
You can't. I have
a mission that I'm doing here. Whereas if it's the gorilla, again,
you got to maintain eye contact.
Are you embarrassed if it goes to completion? If the gorilla's hooking you up.
That's the whole idea.
No, but what's better or worse that you say, look, man, this gorilla started doing this thing. And you go, oh, man, that sucks. You're like, dude, it was awesome. I mean, like, I can't explain it. But
Texter says gorillas walk on their knuckles. You're good. I'm not saying you'd be fine, man. I know that. But
soft hands is my point,
man.
I don't think
gorillas have soft hands.
I think they do.
I'm going to Google it.
If I had to bet, do gorillas have soft hands?
Yeah, I'm Googling it.
Gorillas.
What do you think, Mike?
I think they do have soft hands.
I do think they, I mean, because like I said, they're not.
You know, is it baby soft?
Somebody knows. Oh, they basically have four thumbs.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're opposable. All right, well, that's a bonus.
Are they soft?
Okay, let's see here.
That's why they're permanently in that.
Yeah.
Permanently ready to go there.
They already have the kung fu grip.
Yeah. Well, no, that's the problem. Gorilla hands are stout, but they have short thumbs. Because they walk on all four limbs.
Right.
So their knuckles.
Their knuckles are going to have calluses. But I'm saying, look at that palm. That's a soft palm right there, man.
Their palms are not so long as those of chimpanzee hands.
No way a chimp's doing it, man.
No.
They have a greater ability to handle things than chimpanzees.
Okay.
That tells me there's more grip.
There's more dexterity.
No, but that's done. You're just telling me, like, they're already more versatile with their hands. Like, okay, man, you can switch from the kung fu grip to the Texas hold'em, you know? Like,
that's right.
Do what you're going to do. What primate do you think has the softest hands?
Sloth.
No, I'd go with orangutan on that one.
Gorillas have a strong grip. It's very strong.
I'm sure their grip is. Are their hands soft?
Ooh, they have sweat glands in their palms to keep them lubricated.
Oh, dude. Boom. Boom. I told you, man. I told you that is the way to go.
But they also can use their back legs like they can use.
Hey, whatever you got to use, brother.
Their hands.
We can get all four involved.
All four, yeah.
All right.
I'm telling you, that's the way. If you got to be in that situation and you're given a choice.
Muscular arms.
Let the gorilla hook you up.
Oh, lordy.
Some have black hair on their palms and skin.
That's okay. Okay. They're solved.
All right. Well,
Hey, man, I was going with what I believe, and that doesn't quite prove it, but that leans in my direction.
Okay.
Soft palms, opposable thumbs,
moist palms.
Moist palms. We're gonna need, Mike, put your Jergens away, brother. I'm just going hot too on that thing.
Whatever happened to her?
Exactly. She had a bit of a fall from grace there.
Yeah. I know that, but I mean, you figure she'd be back by now.
Nah.
How long are they going to let?
Right,
we know what you like. You said what you have to say. People right. probably want to hook up with you, but
her bit shouldn't have lasted as long as it did.
She wasn't interesting. She seemed easy.
She can get gigs showing up at places. They pay her like if you have
where. What bar am I at where they go, hey, ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest. Hog to a girl.
Don't they have the cherry seed spitting contest in like Iowa every year or someplace?
Something like that, but
I don't think she'd be spitting.
Ping.
All of a sudden it's like, oh, listen to her podcast. Like, why?
Why? How much advice are you going to get? We know where you're coming from.
It's a great clip. That should have been the viral clip of the year, 100%. But like beyond
and
that.
And we appreciate you.
Right.
I just don't want to hear from you.
Right.
You are what we call a one-night stand. Do your hot tour and then get the F out of my house. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing more to you that I need to know.
All right.
Hello, Raymond. Welcome to the men's room.
Marijuana and Adams.
Oh, yeah. Hola. Raymond, welcome to the program. The random would you rather question. Okay. All right, your name is Raymond. Raymond, would you rather have a pet rat for life? A pet rat.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have it for life or eat a rat one time and never have a pet rat in your life?
Man, I'm eating that rat.
You're damn
I'm
right
sure I could barbecue him up pretty good.
Can you
really? You're
can
just
you
that, one, that one wouldn't have to feed him, take care of him, or nothing. 100%.
I would take a pet rat.
No.
What, what's
how, do you know how you know they're not friendly?
I mean, at that point, if it's a rat and it's my buddy, I mean, it's like any other. I got a dog, I got a cat. What the hell's the difference with a rat? At least rats giggle when you tickle them.
No.
Hey, man,
right,
look.
They do, don't they?
They do. Somebody will. Look, I'm not making this up. So, what is it? The Ig Nobel or IG
rat
Nobel Prizes?
Rat is safe to eat if grilled until crispy like duck and bacon.
There you go.
So, somebody won the Ig Nobel Prize because they spent time and money over a period of a year, I believe, to prove that rats giggle when you tickle. So, to me, if I got a pet that giggles when I tickle it, like, cool.
Yeah, and I'll tickle it all the way to the grill and I'll cook that
You'd
damn thing up.
You'd rather eat a rat?
Yes.
Do you just not like rats?
I don't like rodents, no.
Okay, but you have three cats. Two cats?
I do.
Three. You have three cats.
Yeah.
Now, if cats were not domesticated, but they walked around the neighborhood like raccoons or something, you're aware that they're there.
Oh, yeah.
They
I see them all the time.
Would you like them?
Yes.
For real?
For real.
What is the difference between a rat and a cat as far as...
Rats are gross.
All right. Here you go.
They're nasty.
Rats are eaten regularly in Cambodia, Laos, Myanmar, parts of the Philippines, Indonesia, Thailand, Ghana, China, and Vietnam.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know where cats are? City streets. Doing just fine.
I think they might be getting eaten over there too, brother.
Yes.
I'm just saying, like, once you get a cat,
yeah.
As far as mammals go, right? So I'm not stepping into the reptile world, but like, dogs you get, you come home, they greet you, they're happy to see you, they follow you around, you can kind of communicate. Cats communicate. I kind of know what's up with Rainbow. I know if you want to be
You pet, might love a pet
but
rat.
It's,
no.
But it's. I feel like a rat would be somewhere between a cat and a dog as far as it greeting you and being happy to see you.
No. Those rats were happy to see me with that big plate of cheese in that alley in Baltimore, man. They just stood up. They're looking at me like a prairie dog.
They're starving.
They get real high up and light shines on them and all you see is like hundreds of red eyes in an alley.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Nasty damn things.
More of the random would you rather question coming up 206-803-ROCK.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room.
Yeehaw! It is random. Would you rather question 206-803-ROCK?
So you asked, would you rather eat a rat once and never have to have a rat as a pet or have a rat for life as a pet?
As a
right?
pet, correct.
And I said, man, I would take one as a pet because in the end, a pet is just whatever random ass animal. Like I said, I got a dog. I got a cat. My daughter has fish. She has a freaking snail and two shrimp. But I was saying to Mike, because you have three cats.
Correct.
And the thing about cats is the thing about cats that everyone knows. They're just these murderous things. And I was just saying, like, your dog greets you when he gets home. He gets all excited. Well, someone here on the text line says, I have two cats. They both greet me as soon as they get home. In fact, they demand that I greet them.
Yeah.
Do your cats
yeah.
greet you?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
All
they are,
three?
They are all there at the front door by the time I get home.
Even Gomez. He would scream at me.
Was he the blind one? Or?
Yeah, he was blind and partially deaf. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the one with the broken legs?
That was Gomez.
That was Gomez. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. My cat doesn't greet me, but at 9:30
every
night.
He got run over by a car, kind of busted.
Yeah. 9:30 every night, this cat screams for me.
Yeah.
Every single night at 9:30. And it is so freaking annoying, I can't even put it into words.
What's the deal? Lap time? What?
Yeah, just lap time. So you go to the cat because you've been screaming for me. And I see you looking at me, directly at me, screaming for me. Man, Steve! 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 So you go down, and then I'll run 5 feet away. Now you go to bed, you run 5 feet away again. And then when I turn around to leave, because I'm like, F this, now you're between my legs, and I go down to pick you up, and you run 5 feet away again.
Yeah, it's a game, man.
No, see, it's not. A game is when both of you know you're playing. It's just annoying.
You said you came back from a trip, and your daughter's snails somehow had fornicated.
I did not know that snails can asexually reproduce, is what I discovered. So we
on their own.
On their own. So we went to Texas for my son's volleyball tournament. My daughter stayed home with some friends. And so I left on, was it Friday morning, I believe I left. I called her Saturday morning, just to check up on her. Hey, baby, how you doing? Dad, I'm okay. There's something weird in the fish tank. Well, come on, man. What's going on in the fish tank? She's like, what did you name her snail? Umber, because it's brown. Anyway, Umber had babies. So how in the hell did Umber have babies, man?
Umber or Ember?
Umber. Umber is more the color brown, you see.
Uh-huh.
Hence, and it's a brown.
So the snail's still alive? All the ones that...
Not all the ones, but it basically, it seems like this snail, and I have since found out that, yes, they can reproduce on their own.
There's 20 in there. So how many are in there now?
There was 20. Now it's down to like 7, but keep in mind, I don't know that any of the original 20 are any of the 7 that are in there. So the snail just seems like every once in a while, it's like, I want to be pregnant. It just blows these things out. It's a little weird, but you have to look for them, because when you go to clean the tank, they like to hover on the side of the tank.
Yeah.
And so as you're kind of scrubbing outside, I'm pretty sure I've taken out about 15 of them. Is my point, man. Hello, Daniel. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Daniel, welcome to the program. Random question, All right, let's go with this one. Would you rather have a color named after you, an insect named after you, or a song named or about you?
Well, that's an interesting choice.
I mean, there's a lot of things to consider, right? Because if you don't know the shade of the color, so in other words, we say, Daniel, we've named this Daniel, and it's like the worst shade of brown, it's not it's not a compliment, you know? If we say we named a creature after you and it's a dung beetle, it kind of seems insulting. And
plus the fact you're more than likely not going to live in an area where these things are are present, so you're never really going
to
be...
And Taylor Swift kind of ruined it with the song thing where you'd like to think you're being honored, but in the end, you're just getting thrown under the bus.
What do you think? Color, insect, or a song either named for you or about you?
Oh, let's go outside of the box. Let's go for insect.
Insect. Okay.
What kind of insect would you pick if it were up to you?
Well, definitely not a mosquito because I'll be flattened real quick, I'm sure. How about, it would have to be a flying insect, I would think. Something fast. How about like a...
Well, dragonflies.
Like a bee?
I would think... You go after a bee? All right, not bad. I mean, it says you're kind of a badass. People aren't happy to see you, but
I'm a hornet. I'm a wasp. I'm something bad.
I'm going praying mantis. I just stare at you and freak you out.
They're like the sloth of insects.
They choose to be, but when they got to move, they can hustle, man.
But you stop dead in your tracks when you see one. It's almost just like you've seen a unicorn.
Whoa. I can't even. Seriously. I've explained this before. The first time, I did not know what a praying mantis was. I had heard of the name before, but I was unfamiliar physically with what it looked like. I'm about 13 years old. We're in Northern Virginia, and me and another cousin are visiting a third cousin who lives there. But it's a fairly new housing development. The whole thing has not been completed yet. So he tells us, the youngest of us, I think he was 8 at the time, hey guys, let's go for a walk. He wants to see all the somewhat completed houses, you know, abandoned construction sites, essentially. And we walk through there. And then at one point we say, all right, Jason, man, it's getting late. We should turn around and go home. Well, that's when he reveals to us that he is completely lost. Now, look, we don't live there, so we have no effing idea where we are. And I always remember we're standing in a future cul-de-sac. There's a bunch of half-built houses around us. And he's saying to me and Marty, the other cousin, he's trying to say, like, man, I think if we just do, and as he's saying this, he's about to put his hands on his hips. And this giant-ass bug, which we later find out is praying mantis, we did not know at the time, lands on his hip. And he did not notice that it landed there. And we both said, Jason. And we pointed. And I cannot make, I've never seen someone go into shock. But looking back, this is what happened. So he looked down. He saw the praying mantis. He looked at us. And then he took both of his hands. Picture like a Bugs Bunny cartoon. Take the palms of both hands and rake it over your face. But he just started going. Blah, 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 blah. That was his initial reaction. Then he drops to the ground and starts screaming, I'm doomed. Okay, so this thing had landed on his right hip. He falls on his left hip, which we thought was a stupid move. Like, crush this goddamn thing, whatever it is. He screamed, I'm doomed, for like 20 minutes. But me and Marty, because we're kind of laughing, but also, like, we don't know what this is, and this thing is huge, but it would not leave his side. So we're trying to get this thing to fly away. It wouldn't do it. 20 minutes later, we find whatever. We found a piece of whatever from one of the houses, and we flick this thing off of his hip. And once we flick it off, we just scream, run. So all three of us start taking off running, and this praying mantis comes zipping back and lands between the same cousin's shoulder blades. And he launches himself in the air. This face down on a gravel road, by the way. Slams down in the middle of this gravel road and just starts screaming. It wasn't biting him. It didn't sting him. It was just on him. And again, we don't know what to do because I'm kind of doubled over laughing. Like, Jason, man, calm down. It's not on you. I'm like, I know it's not, man. What do you want us to do? So Marty then found a log and said, look, man, I'm done with this ass, because he was older than both of us. He's going to take the log, and his plan was, I'm going to smash this bug between your shoulder blades. Well, Jason's not having that, obviously, because it's also going to slam into his spine. So we're like, well, what do you want us to do? He's like, just get it off. And I'm like, look, man, I want to help you, but I don't know what it is. It's really big and scary looking. Like, I'm not getting near this. Keep in mind, during this whole thing, Marty and I are standing about 10 to 15 feet away from him the entire time until we're going to go in for the kill. And then finally, maybe, and I'm not making this up, it was probably 40 more minutes. This thing finally just took off, disappeared. We got up, ran away. We find our way back to his house, and there's like a family reunion kind of thing going on. It's not quite that, but there are a lot of cousins there, aunts and uncles. So his father, my uncle, comes walking down like, where the F have you guys been? And we said, man, we were walking around, get lost in the construction site and all that. And he looks at his son. He's like, you look like you've been crying. He's like, I wasn't crying. We're like, man, some big-ass bug landed on him. Totally dimed him out. My uncle goes, man, that's a praying mantis. And we're like, oh. He's like, Jason, goddamn it, man. They don't bite. They don't sting. It didn't do nothing to you. He's like, it was just on me. To this day, I rag him about it. I rag him about it at his father's funeral a couple years ago.
Reason we asked, would you rather have a color named after you, an insect, or a song? Drew Barrymore actually had a color named after her, the actress. You know you're a big deal, they say, when you get a color named after you, but even Drew Barrymore was shocked when the design company Patone, which is famous for its color of the year, announced they created an official hue bearing her name in honor of her 50th birthday. So what color did Pantone choose?
What do you think, Mike? It's Drew Barrymore. We work at the paint company. We go, ooh, we should name this after Drew Barrymore.
I think it's some sort of shade of purple.
It is a shade of yellow.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It makes sense.
They said yellow is a pastel that's as cheerful and warm as the talk show host herself. Yeah. Interestingly, this shade has also been popping up all over the design world. Now, as far as bugs go, in 2012, a group of researchers from the Commonwealth Scientific and Industrial Research Organization in Australia, they were working with an unnamed and previously discovered species of fly. Throughout the research, they noticed that the fly seemed a lot more glamorous than the others.
What makes a fly glamorous? Do they explain that?
The dense golden hair. They said these species are the all-time diva of flies, and they called them Scaptia Beyoncé.
You got in a fly honor, named after you.
In honor of Beyoncé. By the way, some other colors named after famous people.
Well, tell us the name. We'll see if we can guess the shade.
Team Coco.
Oh, some sort of orange or red.
Correct. Named after the color of his
hair. Conan O'Brien.
Yep.
Right.
Okay. Brady Blue, right there in the name from Tom Brady. Love symbol number two.
Love symbol number two.
Is there a band or artist put out a song called Love Symbol? Let's
see. I'm just going to go generic and say it's a red.
It's named after Prince, so I'm going to assume it's a
purple.
Shade of purple.
Got to be a purple.
An Ultra Black by Nas. So
oh, damn.
Ultra black.
Damn, man.
It's regular black.
Wait a minute. What?
Ultra black.
You know when you see it.
I mean, I'd have saved that for like Seal.
Yeah, I mean,
Nas.
I mean, you know,
ultra black.
Everybody has different skin tones, no matter what it is. I mean, some people.
I mean,
are,
well, Mike, some people Pence get like ultra white.
Yeah, but some people are black. Some people are white. I mean,
that's what I'm saying, man. Damn, Nas.
I mean, on our end, you could be almost translucent. You know, you could be albino, but you know when you see someone who's black.
God damn. You think he was happy? Like, Nas, coolest thing, man. They named the color after. Yeah. What is it? Ultra black. Okay. All right.
And as far as someone naming a song after you, I did read a couple stories today on this, but it's fairly interesting because we brought up the fact that Daryl Hall and John Oates have basically said that they're never, ever going to perform together again.
They do not like
it. So they're going through all this stuff. Daryl Hall just announced he's doing a solo tour and everything else, and somebody along the way in an interview asked him about the song Rich Girl.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, look, it was about a guy, but it did not seem to be it did not have the same ring to it when I wrote the lyrics.
Yeah.
He said, but I was dating this girl at the time, and her ex-boyfriend was the heir of the Kentucky Fried Chicken and some other pancake house in Chicago fortune.
Okay.
So I guess this guy just was loaded and whatever comes with all that. So he knew that Daryl Hall wrote this song about him.
But he was happy that he changed it to Rich Girl to kind of get everybody off the trail, so to speak. But then we also have the story this week of Dolly Parton's husband passing away. Now, know that they were together for 59 years.
Damn.
All right?
Did you ever see him?
No.
Look, I've seen a picture of him.
He chose that.
Right, since he's died. But you're just thinking 59 years, because she's been around basically that long, but you'd slip up once and you'd see a picture of this dude.
Now, when we get off the air every night, the lovely Jolene comes in. What is her theme song? It's Jolene, one of Dolly Parton's most popular songs. Now, the origin of that 1973 song is making the rounds once again because it was written based on a situation that Carl Dean, her husband, was going through.
Going through, yeah.
Well, I mean, he wasn't really going through.
Going through, yeah.
There was a bank teller in town in Nashville that was infatuated with him decades ago. And the bank teller was the main inspiration for the song about a woman desperate to keep the character from stealing her husband. Parton said in an interview that the red-haired teller had a terrible crush on her husband, Carl Dean.
And he was like redhead, yeah.
And that her husband of just 7 years at the time, I mean, they were together 59, I just love going to the bank. And she said, yeah, because that woman pays you so much attention. He's like, yeah. Parton continued, it was kind of like a running joke between us when I was saying, hell, you're spending a lot of time at the bank. I don't believe we've got that kind of money. So it's really an innocent song all around, but sounds like a dreadful one. The teller's name, by the way, was not Jolene, though that name came about when a little girl who was a redhead, she was about 8 years old at the time, reminded Dolly Parton of that bank teller.
And that little girl's name was Jolene.
That little girl, she said, Parton said, what's your name, little girl? And she said, Jolene. And Parton said she went back to her hotel room after she said, well, Jolene, Jolene, Jolene. I said, that sounds like a song. I'm going to write a song about that.
About that damn bank teller.
Parton has said since that many women have told her how relatable the song is due to the simple lyrics, kind of mysterious. During the interview, she also said she felt that the song, which has been covered by Miley Cyrus, White Stripes, Beyonce, among others.
Everyone on earth, yeah.
Resonated with the ladies because no matter how beautiful a woman may be, you always feel threatened by other women, period. As for how Dean felt about the song, Parton said he was a little embarrassed because actually it wasn't as serious as it seemed.
At the time. Her name was Teresa.
But you know for a minute that if he wasn't married, random, hard to turn down a redhead.
I like that he's like, oh, I had to go through this. Random, that he flirted with.
Yeah.
Redhead. Random, yeah.
Horrible experience. Random.
Hello, Jay. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Jay, welcome to the program with a random question. Jay, for you, we're going to get extreme. Okay. Would you rather have a ceiling completely collapse on your head or be involved in an avalanche? What would you pick?
I would take the ceiling.
You're going to take the ceiling falling on top of you?
I would too, man.
Really, yeah. I don't want to be buried in snow.
Okay, but there's some people who somehow find a way to kind of swim their way to the top. A lot of people do survive an avalanche. It's not the most common
outcome,
but yeah, a lot of people don't. Matter of fact, they're still looking for a group of backcountry skiers right now in Alaska that they believe got swept away in an avalanche. So you're saying you're taking the ceiling falling on top of your head.
Yeah, I think I'm big enough. I can handle that pain a little bit.
Okay. All right. What are you guys taking?
Oh, no, ceiling.
I'm taking the ceiling. I'm taking this. Look, if for no other reason, I'm not cold.
Well, they say you're not cold because the avalanche kind of keeps you warm, but the fact of the matter
is, it's not convenient.
You're so compacted in there, you can't get out.
Right.
Because your body heat, basically.
Right, can't go anywhere.
Yeah, it doesn't have anywhere to go.
Yeah, and I don't like being stuck.
And granted, I like being
the ceiling
stuck.
Coming down would make me stuck in some aspects for sure, but I feel like with the ceiling coming down, I'd have a hell of a lot more control to be able to get myself to some sort of a safe situation, or maybe I can try to move stuff, something like that. I feel like I could do better with the ceiling coming down on me versus getting tossed around and then compacted
in
the
like
snow.
You don't lose hope under the ceiling.
Yes.
Where even if someone's coming to your rescue, it's not even like you can hear them, right? You
know, right.
But you've kind of already given up. You've come to terms with whatever. But also, I don't like snow.
All right.
So nothing would piss me off more than I'm in a snowy place, and I promise you, no, I don't. If I'm in snow, I don't want to be there. Right. Does not matter the circumstance. So if I get buried in an avalanche, that's like a double FU
from the
universe.
What's one of the greatest things can happen to you if you actually go to the movie theaters and you're watching a movie? When you walk into the theater, what's awesome?
Empty.
Nobody there, right?
Sure.
My buddy used to run a movie theater, and we would do the midnight movies. We would do them on Thursday nights, because the movie typically would come out on a Friday.
Yeah.
He would get the reels together on Thursday evening and give them a test run. Well, we would go in and watch all the movies before they came out the night before. So we're in a movie theater all by ourselves. It was awesome. And that sounds like a great idea, because a couple had an entire movie theater to themselves on Tuesday night for the screening of Captain America Brave New World.
Nice.
That turned out to be for the best in a lot of ways. Partway through the film, the ceiling of the Liberty Cinema in downtown Wenatchee collapsed.
Jeez.
Neither customer was seriously injured. They heard some pops and crackling, and the gentleman stood up and took a peek. According to the Wenatchee Valley Fire Department, he walked up toward the screen, and as he looked up, he said, "Run!" Well, his girlfriend didn't have time to react before the ceiling fell around her and dumped on her, dumping debris all over. She was sitting one row behind the pile of wood and insulation.
Ooh.
Talk about an interactive movie experience, according to the fire department.
Jeez.
Theater was built in 1919, last remodeled in the 70s, and the drop ceiling evidently failed catastrophically all at once. The theater's owner said it's working with officials to figure out the cause of the collapse. We're really fortunate that this did not happen on a Friday night or a Saturday night when the theater was full.
No kidding, man.
Now we have a very unusual story out of India, and this is kind of crazy. An avalanche in a remote part of India, it did end up taking eight people's lives who were working on a road construction project. The toll, likely, would have been much higher were it not for the metal containers that the workers were using as temporary housing. According to the BBC, about 50 workers were pulled out alive from the buried containers because they had just enough oxygen to sustain the men, some of whom were trapped in there for 2 days.
2 days?
They ran into those metal shelters.
Jesus.
And most of their lives were saved. The avalanche struck Friday in the village of Mana. The Himalayan village is at an altitude of more than 10,000 feet and sits near the border with Tibet. So it's a little bit difficult to reach these guys. Winters are so brutal that no residents reside there year-round. Only laborers working on border roads stay there for the winter. So they got real, real lucky.
Somebody here says, I would 100% take the avalanche. For the sole matter of fact, an avalanche, most of the time, just snow, sometimes rocks. If the roof falls on you, you have insulation, pipes, wood, other various materials. Yes, you would be disoriented in both situations. But imagine breathing in insulation while you were trying to gasp for air. Absolutely not. Look, man, neither is ideal.
No? More of the random Would You Rather question coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.